Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another week of the PeopleStack podcast. I am Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and our mission is to up-level technical leadership. We are raising the level, we are raising the standard, we are raising the bar for what it means to be an amazing, magical, awe-inspiring technical leader. And we're doing that one tech manager at a time. We're doing it one client at a time. And so this week, I want to talk about that magic a little bit. I want to talk about that awe-inspiringness in the form of some really inspiring and what may even seem like magical results that our clients have been achieving in the last, just in the last few weeks, but certainly it's been in the last few months. And really, it's been over the last 6 years or so since we've launched the PeopleStack. And despite whatever challenges life decides to throw our way, whether it's the current challenges, COVID, and the wildfires that are currently wreaking havoc on the West Coast, politics, elections, other stuff going on in the world, racism, riots, whatever's happening in the world is unfortunate. And my heart goes out to everyone who suffers through them and everyone who is in the wake of whatever happens. You know, we just celebrated, it was 9/11 recently. And so we just recently celebrated the anniversary of 9/11. So what would have that have been the 19th anniversary of 9/11-2001? And for those of us who were around, and I'm assuming that most of you who are listening were absolutely around for that, we all remember that. Just like when we talk to, you know, maybe it's our grandparents or our great-grandparents who were alive during the Vietnam War, during World War II, or possibly even World War I, or many of the other wars and struggles that this world, this life that we've been through in these lives, and as challenging as they are, as heartbreaking as they are, as soul-crushing as they are, we always get through it. Like, I was thinking about that with 9/11. Like, we got through it, and we got through it beautifully. And the same thing will happen with COVID. A new normal is slowly establishing itself. And we get to create that. And no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, no matter what side of the science spectrum you're on or what your belief system is, what I know is that we will thrive through this and we will create a better tomorrow because we all want to do that. And that's what leaders do. And that's how leaders are stepping up right now to do that. We will thrive through it. And that's why I think now more than ever is a very poignant time, a very opportune time to talk about the amazing results, the amazing success that leaders are having, and to point to that and to say, even through this struggle, this challenge, this heartache, this uncertainty, even now, we're seeing some of the biggest successes that we ever have for our clients. Yes, part of it is that we're getting better at coaching and we're getting better at building rock solid systems that work even better. We're getting better as a team, as a PeopleSec team, of delivering high quality, world-class support to our clients, and our clients are showing up more committed and more decisive and more resourceful than ever. And so I want to talk about our clients' results, because not only because it's inspiring, but because I want to talk about how do you earn a 46% raise during COVID? It may seem like a magical outcome to you. It may seem like to you like, oh, wow, 46%, sure. He got lucky. 46%, I'd be happy with 15%. I'd be happy with 10. I'd be happy with a job right now because I just got laid off and I can't land another one. And I know it might seem magical. And trust me, these outcomes seemed magical and in some ways not attainable to our clients too. And we just had a client. That is not a made up number. I did not just pick 46% out of nowhere. We just had a client who landed a new job and that amounted to a 46% raise for him. And we're so, so proud. We're so, so stoked. We celebrate the heck out of stuff like that, in addition to all of the other wins that our clients are achieving. And the other thing that I am so proud of, that I am proud of our clients, I am proud of our team, I am proud of everyone who is stepping up, because that's becoming the new normal for us. Like 46% raise, that's great. Who's next week? Who's going to get the 30%, the 40% raise? Like, in the non-PeopleSec worlds, 10 to 15% is what's great. And then, and maybe you get a five-figure signing bonus if you really know how to negotiate. Or some sort of bonus, maybe. That's the normal. That's what people accept in the world outside of our PeopleSec bubble of love and support and badassery. But in our world, getting a 30 to 40 to 50% raise, that's becoming the new normal for our clients. And what I wanted to share is how they're doing that. Because if there's one thing that I love doing, it's noticing patterns. I am a natural pattern recognizer. That is one of my superpowers, in addition to always knowing what time it is. Me and time, we're like this. I have the time superpower. I also have the pattern organizing superpower as well. I am a high SC on the DISC. I am an INFJ in the Myers-Briggs, and I am a Virgo. Look them all up, and what you will see, the pattern you will find in all of them, is that I love adding order to the chaos. I love making meaning and finding the patterns and simplifying it down to here's the three things. And it's not dumbing it down. There's a difference. This is not dumbing it down. This is saying, here are the three things that every single one of our clients who has achieved amazing success has done. And that's what I want to share with you so that you can take a look. Am I doing these things? Am I really doing these things? Am I really, really doing these things? Because chances are, if you're not seeing success, if you're not achieving success and achieving recognition in your tech career right now, you're missing one, two, or all three of these. And make no mistake about it, if you do not do these three things, you are never going to succeed. You're always going to have to settle for mediocre, and there's going to be this feeling, this icky, yucky feeling in the pit of your stomach that you know you're capable of more, but you just can't get it. Everyone else wins, but for some reason you can't. And there's always going to be that yearning for more, that strive for more, because you're an achiever and you're committed, but you're never going to be able to win like other people are. You're never going to earn that raise. You're never going to earn that promotion. You're never going to get recognized. You're never going to be able to build that legacy You're never really going to truly be able to step up as the leader you know you're capable of being. And I know you don't want that. But it's really important to recognize and to underline what's at stake here. Here's the three things. This is how our clients are earning 46% raises. Whether they're on the job market, whether they're looking for a promotion. There's this myth out there, by the way, before I get into them, I want to shed a myth right now. There's this myth that the only way you can get that kind of raise is by going out on the job market and getting a new job. That's complete BS. You can get a 30 to 40% or more raise internally at your organization right now. Our clients have done it. It's really about, what do you want to do? You get to choose. If you want to stay working for the company that you're currently working at and you want to earn a 40% raise, great. If you want to leave, then great too. But stop telling yourself the lie that the only reason that you haven't gotten that raise yet is because you haven't moved to another position. You're going to have to move to another position to do it because it's a complete and total lie. So let's shed that to start with. Here's how our clients are achieving these magical, awe-inspiring results, including that most recent client who got that 46% raise. So number one, they decide. They decide to build their dream career. They make a defiant decision that this is going to happen. I'm going to say it again because this is the step that most people skip. And most likely, if you're not seeing results or recognition in your career right now, you've skipped it. You need to decide to build your dream career. You need to decide to get that promotion. You need to decide that it is inevitable that you will earn that 30, that 40% raise, that you will earn $200K a year. You need to decide that earning $350K a year is inevitable. Because if you don't decide, it's not going to happen. You're leaving your career to chance. You're leaving your career to luck. And that's not responsible. Like I was saying earlier, your response to hearing that one of our clients just got a 46% raise may have been, oh, he just got lucky. You know, it's funny, whenever I feel myself wanting to respond to that, I actually turn the tables. And I think about, what if somebody were to respond to my success that way? The fact that I earned my PhD before I was 30, the fact that I earned tenure at an academic institution before I was 35. The fact that I was on a sabbatical, that I earned a sabbatical before the age of 40. The fact that by the age of 43, I've built a $500,000 business, a thriving $500,000 business. If people were to say to me, oh, he just got lucky, Jen. I'd say, yeah, if you want to call it luck, if you want to call hard work luck, if you want to call commitment luck, if you want to call taking bold, inspired action luck, then great, that's luck. I'm full of luck. So like, how would you respond? Like, think of all the success that you've achieved in your life so far. Write down your biggest three successes in your career, in life. How would you respond if someone was like, oh, you just got lucky? Now, certainly luck in life plays a role, right? Circumstance plays a role, but not for sustained, repeatable success. Like, okay, I won the lotto. Sure, that was luck, right? But I built a thriving career where I just got a 46% raise and I'm on track to doubling that in the next year. That's not luck. That's hard work. That's commitment. That's grit. So don't take it away from anyone else, just like you wouldn't take it away from yourself. That you've worked hard for this and you deserve this and it wasn't luck. You didn't get lucky. You worked hard for it. And so the magic happens by first deciding that it is going to happen. And this is not a cross your fingers, I hope I get lucky kind of a thing. It's deciding that it's already done and I am committed. That's number two. So number one, you have to decide that it's inevitable and it's going to happen and you have to feel it right now. That 30% raise, that promotion to VP, starting your own software consulting business, you have to feel it now and decide that it is going to happen. It is inevitable. That the only way to lose on this journey is to quit and that you are not a quitter. Decide that right now. Feel it in your bones, feel it in your body. Then you commit. That's number two. You commit to doing the work because it doesn't happen without the work. It doesn't just magically manifest itself. Life just doesn't give it to you. Nothing is given. Everything is earned, especially when we're talking about career creation. You only get what you deserve. And the reason that you're not getting that promotion, getting that raise, landing that new job, having the ability to start that new tech company, the only reason it hasn't happened yet is because life, the universe, God doesn't think you're ready yet for that. They don't think you deserve it quite yet. You may be working hard, that's great, but there's more to it than that. You haven't decided yet. You haven't upgraded your identity yet. You haven't upgraded your self-confidence yet. You still have things to learn along the way. And that's why life and the universe and God has not given that to you yet, because you're not ready. You don't deserve it yet. But if you show up and you do the work and you say, I'm going to stretch the boundaries of my comfort zone and I'm going to commit to this, then that's sending a sign to everyone in a spiritual way, but then also in this world kind of a way, to your boss, to your family, to your friends, to your colleagues, I am ready. I deserve this. You got to commit to doing the work and you got to do the work. And more to the point, in terms of our clients, they commit to working our system because they know our system works. Our system works. It's proven over and over and over again. The clients who follow our systems, who follow our processes, who follow our strategies are the ones who are killing it out there. The ones who argue, the ones who say, I want to keep doing it my way, the ones who say, I'm not comfortable doing that, that's too scary, they're the ones who aren't getting the results yet, but we work with them. We support them. They're in our circle of love and support. We hold their feet to the fire and we say, I know this is uncomfortable. That's exactly why you need to do that. I know it's uncomfortable to ask your boss for that raise. I know it's uncomfortable to go out on the job market and promote yourself. I know it's uncomfortable to let your colleagues know that you're going to be leaving your job because it's not a fit anymore. I know it's uncomfortable. That's the only way to build your dream career. So our clients commit to working the system because our system works when you work it. That's number two, is committing to doing the work and doing the work that works. So the piece that you might be missing is you're doing the work, but the work doesn't work. You don't have a system. You don't have a proven system. You're up a creek without a paddle. You're throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks. You're playing craps with your career. You're rolling the dice. You're hoping you're going to get the numbers, but who knows what's going to happen? You don't have a proven system. So you got to commit to doing the work and you got to commit to doing the work that works. That's number two, is committing. And then number three, you're taking inspired, intelligent action on a daily basis. That's number three. Decide is number one. Decide to build your dream career. Decide to reach your career goals and exceed them. It's inevitable. Number two, commit to doing the work that works. Have a system that works. Know that it works. prove that it works, and then trust in that system and do the work and keep at it. And then number three, after you've done that internal work. So number one and number two are really more internal. They're deciding for yourself. It's committing that you're going to do it no matter what. And then you take the external action. That's number three. Inspired, intelligent action daily. A client who just got that 46% raise, and every other client who's achieved amazing outcomes just like that, they take daily action. Every single day, it's important to take action to move yourself one step closer, 1% closer to that goal. Because guess what? To get to 100% is 100 days of 1% closer. Or it's 10 days of 10% closer and you're there. It's whatever you want to commit to. It's whatever you're capable of stretching in terms of your comfort zone. And when you have an expert along the way with proven systems, you can stretch your comfort zones a lot further because you know they got you. You know that they get you. But that's the inspired, intelligent action. Inspired action. You are not just using your logic to make decisions. I don't have to talk to you or teach you how to use your logic to make decisions. That's why you're an amazing tech manager already. But the inspired action, really tapping into your intuition, that spider sense, that sense of, I know, when you turn off the thought, when you turn off the mind chatter and you listen to the silence of your intuition and you know this is what you need to do and you do it. You take action from that place. And of course, you take action from an intelligent place too. This is where the logic comes in. This is where the tactics and the strategies of being an amazing leader come in. This is where building relationships and inspiring others come in. This is where thinking strategically and not just tactically and in the weeds comes in. This is where getting stuff done, getting shit done on a day-to-day basis comes in. And not just any stuff, the important stuff and deciding what is important. That's inspired, that's intelligent action, and you do it daily. And it's all toward that goal. You have that beacon, you have that North Star of the goal that you decided on in step one. I will earn $300,000 a year as a tech manager. I will become CTO. I will earn a 35% raise within the next 6 months. That's your goal. That's your beacon. And then you commit to taking action on that. And you commit to doing the work. It's inspired action. It's intelligent action. And you follow the system and you work the system because you know it's going to work. That's the secrets. Decide, commit, take action. Which one are you missing? Which two are you missing? Which three are you missing? What's keeping you from deciding to build your dream career? What's keeping you from committing to doing the work that's necessary to build your dream career? What's keeping you from taking inspired, intelligent action daily? Answer those questions for yourself, and you will unlock the key to achieving that magical success that our clients are able to do. And look, sometimes answering those questions can be hard, and you're blinded by your own self. You're blinded by your own ego. You're blinded by your own mental chatter. That's what we're here to help with. We're here to give you that perspective, and we're here to give you our expert advice and our expert recommendations for how to get unstuck from a career of mediocrity, from a career where you are disappearing into irrelevance, from a career where you're starting to fall into apathy and you're starting to fall into cynicism and you don't like it. Where you used to think that maybe this stuff was possible, but not anymore, not now. And you don't want to go deeper down that hole because you've seen your friends do it, you've seen your colleagues do it, and you're not going to become that person. You want to dig yourself out of it. That's what we're here to help with, because we've been down that hole ourselves. Both Rob and I have been down that hole of maybe this is it. Dreams, psh, whatever. Maybe this is all that life is supposed to be, earning an okay salary. Debt, you know what? Debt's for everyone. Everybody has debt. I'm never going to get out of debt. Going on fancy vacations? How about we just take a, you know, a 2-hour drive every once in a while? That's fine. We could settle for that. We used to be there and we dug ourselves out of that hole because we are all destined for greatness. And we've dug ourselves, we've dug our clients, we've empowered our clients to dig themselves out of those holes as well. So if you're ready to decide, commit, and take inspired, intelligent action, or identify what's keeping you from doing those things so that you can build your dream career, so that you too can earn that 46% raise, so that you too can achieve those magical outcomes, and your friends will look at you and say, oh, wow, you're so lucky. And you'll respond knowing that it isn't luck. It was the decision to commit and to take action. You're ready to do that? Book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Grab a spot on our calendar. There's plenty of slots available for folks in the U.S. who are East Coast, Central Time, Pacific Time. We got lots of different slots available for you. Pick a slot, any slot. That's what's going to happen when you go to thepeoplestack.com/book. You'll see a bunch of slots available. Pick the one that works for you. It'll end up on your calendar. And then it's going to happen, and you're going to show up to that call, making sure that you're free from distraction. You're going to show up to that call, ready to get to the truth about what's keeping you from deciding and committing and taking action to create your dream career. These are truth calls. As long as you show up coachable and ready to get to the truth around what's not working in your career right now, and ready to get to the truth of really, really, really what is the dream that you want to create, not just the settling dream, but the big dream that you know that you're destined for. If you're ready to get to the truth around that, that's all you need to do to prepare for the call. We're here for you. We get you. We got you. Let's change the world together, one tech manager at a time. And we need your help to do that. Step up, book that call, because that's what's next for you. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Magic is possible in this world. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens by intentional decision-making, intentional commitment, and intentional action-taking. Those are the keys. Which ones are you missing? That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.